If you need some plans for the weekend, why not celebrate the works of some incredible artists from refugee and First Nations communities? Holding Space is an exciting program that encourages the work of Western Sydney artists. Their major 2025 exhibition, Rituals of Welcome, is coming to the Wharf Street Community and Refugee Welcome Centre this weekend after an exciting opening at the Sydney Opera House. 2SER's Amy Hosking spoke to Holding Space senior producer Vandana Ram early this morning. And we have that interview playing now.
Can you give us a little bit of an explanation of what Holding Space is?
Holding Space is run through Curious Works, which is an arts organisation based in Fairfield in southwest Sydney. And we are doing this. In fact, it's pretty amazing. We've got funding for 3 years from Multicultural New South Wales, looking at ways to connect communities, increasing sense of belonging between communities. So really, it's about that connection across and beyond communities. When I kind of came on board this year, one of our main partners for the organization is an organization called Settlement Services International, SSI. And they work with newly arrived refugee communities, pick them up when they've just arrived, helps them, you know, settle into various things like accommodation and find employment or join education. But they've got this beautiful space, which is down in Callan Park in Lilyfield, and it's called the Community Refugee Welcome Centre. So when this kind of word welcome was in there, you know, it just sort of resonated for me. So it's a long-winded response to your question to say, you know, what was the project and the intention was around the idea of welcome. When we decided to kind of go down this track, the more kind of, framework for that when we talk about welcome was, what are rituals of welcome? And so that became the next sort of stage. And we put out expressions of interest for artists. And it was kind of overwhelming when we said, how do you want to explore this idea of rituals of welcome? How would you, what does that mean to you? But what are you offering here? What is this? What happens in a ritual of welcome? And, you know, it's really about where that goes really quite deeply into who we are as human beings, I think almost quite fundamentally. So we had like over 80 something applications and it was like, whoa, okay, there's a lot of interest in this. Some people wanted to just kind of explore it as an individual artist and kind of go through a creative development. And other artists said, okay, we want to work with community and offer some sort of process with community. And some did both. So there was a bit of a mix and match. Some of them were performing artists. Some of them are, visual artists and digital artists. So it was kind of an interesting thing to just scope out and see what are people offering here and how can we work with communities and some, you know, individually, and where does it all go?
Yeah, and it's really exciting. And as you're saying, this theme this year is Rituals of Welcome, and you've welcomed all kind of artists to participate in these themes.
Yeah.
What else can we expect when coming to the exhibition this weekend?
Yeah. So because we had sort of this nice spacious time to work with it, we had workshops going. And one of the critical things for me, I think, and I've worked, you know, for a long time in the arts, and more what's speaking very loudly is just really making it real in terms of First Nation kind of engagement. So one of our beautiful artists is Auntie Jacinta Tobin in the project. So she actually, and it includes, you know, the conversations and contentions. I guess even now some things are being asked, you know, why are we doing Welcome to Country in some cases? So she really wanted to kind of say, actually, this is where it's all come from. What does welcome actually mean in, you know, First Nation kind of conversations between clans as people travel through land? So she is a Darug elder from the Blue Mountains, and she has made a short film, and she actually sings in it, and she sings in Darug language. And when we first began, I wanted Auntie Jacinta to come, and we actually came together as a group of artists to say, again, what is our intention for this project? It's not one person's thing, it's a collective intention. So it's about, again, that idea that welcome is, who is welcoming us? What are we being welcomed to? Whose land are we on? So really First Nation understanding of land and country has been like the underpinning of this project. And so we did this kind of collective thing on land, and it was quite an extraordinary, beautiful ceremony, really.
As you're saying, you've got these artists from First Nations backgrounds, refugee communities. What's the importance of centering exhibitions around creators from these backgrounds?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think creative art and artists bring a kind of different lens. I think it's about, in a way, not just imagination, but new ways of thinking and connecting. And sometimes, you know, I think we're bogged down with, I think we lose feeling almost. Like it's something, so for example, Kumari, who was one of our artists, Kumari Abidera, you know, she worked with clay and she offered like community members, okay, we're just going to hold a ball of clay in our hands and meditate, literally. So you close your eyes and you're holding this thing and it just zooms you into just a connection with the earth. So it's a very tactile, you know, tangible way of just doing something that takes you into some other place of memory, of storytelling. The people just came out with these amazing stories. And I think fundamentally, some of the community members had never been even given access, like not like banned from doing art. Like some of the young Afghani and Kurdish and, you know, women from Iraq have never been allowed to practice any kind of art form. And it's just, you know, it's as important as that, just offering some kind of creative space for them to do something and then what is coming out of that. So it's their stories. And so in the exhibition, we have this range of storytelling, I guess, in different ways, but they're all saying welcome comes across in these different ways. And there are connections, you know, there are similarities between what we actually do in our rituals of welcome. So we were looking for commonality as well.
Yeah, it sounds really important. And Holding Space has two showcases. Your Opera House showcase has already occurred. I'd love to hear what the reception was to this exhibition.
It was extraordinary. It was so beautiful. We were just full house almost. We sold out almost immediately. And we kind of showcased a range of things there. We had like a small dance ritual and a tea ritual. We had a really good panel conversation. And then we had this big party virtually with a concert. And again, people have never been ever into the Opera House. You know, it was just a free concert. So that was fantastic. What's coming up this Saturday is the launch of the Visual Artists exhibition, but we will have some little performances within that. So if people want to come, there is a link, but you need to go to Curious Works, Holding Space. We are just taking registrations for the launch. It's free. It's getting also quite full up. And then the next day, we've got two beautiful workshops on the 7th of December. So one is, again, that Kumari who did the clay workshop, she's offering a kind of little taster of that. That's at 12:15. I think it's at 2 o'clock or 2:15. There's another ritual by Justine Youssef, and she's a gorgeous artist who works with distilling plant essences. So it's about what does that kind of smell and, you know, sensory thing take you in terms of connection to land again. So they're both very sensory workshops coming up as well.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Vandana.
No problem.
That was Vandana Ram on Holding Space, Rituals of Welcome. The two-day program will launch this Saturday at the Wharf Street Community and Refugee Welcome Centre in Lilyfield. Registration is free on Humanitix. For more information, head to Curious Works website or 2SER.com.
2SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.